Hi, beautiful people. My name is Brenda Davies. I'm the creator and host of God is Grey and the writer of On Her Knees, Memoir of a Prayerful Jezebel. And today we're going to discuss reconstruction and fear. So last week I explained that there is a contentious tug of war between modern day evangelicals and what are now being called deconstructionists or ex-evangelicals. And if you're lost on those concepts, fear not. My last video on deconstruction goes into greater detail. But long story short, I myself spent 4.5 years on this channel sharing my own deconstruction of conservative Christianity and explaining why and how issues like homosexuality, virginity, science denial, and masturbation, to name just a few, are manipulated in the church to really bring us into fear and spiritual complacency. You can recognize a system of belief as antichrist when that system of belief is built on fear. The Bible itself says, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and of love and of self-control." And also that there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. If you're in a church or belief system and the only reason you stay is for fear of hell or fear of outgrouping or fear of the unknown, it is worth looking more deeply into that fear and exploring it, because we as human beings are meant to live in love, not fear. Something to understand is that people, and this includes you too, may feel fear when their sense of safety and protection is threatened or challenged. So when you are part or you are in a group and you begin to challenge the status quo, to ask tough questions that no one quite has an answer to reflect upon things that stir up cognitive dissonance, not only in yourself, but in the people around you, that sense of safety that they believe fear is providing them will be shaken and rocked. And a lot of people in those belief systems will begin to attack you when you're beginning to feel that there's something stinky in this place that has to go. Fear has this ability to create a deceptive feeling of security and safety. And that's why our bodies and minds hold on to fear so tightly. Because after living in fear for so many years, for so many decades, we begin to believe that the fear itself is what's protecting us from pain. If you think about it, fear is why so many of us are screamed at and abused on our way out of the evangelical church, because our questions, our doubts, our dissonance are invoking that sort of fear in others, and it's making those people feel as if they won't have any ground to stand upon. But the thing I really, really, really want you all to understand, and the Bible states this clearly, is that love was always meant to be our foundation, not fear. If you allow every fear in the world to crumble, love and its essence will still be standing there protecting you. You do not need to be protected by the system of fear. And bear in mind, I am speaking all of this about fear, not so that you will judge yourself or feel like I'm not doing good enough because I'm still afraid of XYZ, nor does this give you permission to judge anyone else who is in fear, even though it is absolutely true that people trapped in fear have a very strong propensity to hurt themselves and those around them. So this video isn't about you judging yourself or others. This video is about really giving you the good-ass news that you can live free of fear, that you can start letting go of this ball and chain that you're carrying around. And a part of that is going to be deconstructing these things, deconstructing what it is you feel so afraid of in order to be able to live in love and prosperity and joy. Reaching a personal goal of being healthy, mind, body, and soul is no easy feat. The therapists at BetterHelp can empower you to face anxiety, fear, insecurity, depression, relationship woes, trauma, you name it. If you're facing a dilemma, large or small, BetterHelp can help. If you're a bit wary of therapy, BetterHelp is an excellent option because you can customize the experience to you. You can choose between text if you don't want to be seen, phone or video calls, and the therapists are matched to your personal needs. BetterHelp is more affordable than in-person therapy, and you'll be matched with your therapist in under 48 hours. Join the millions of people who are seeing what online therapy is all about. And as a special offer, you can get 10% off your first month of professional therapy at betterhelp.com/godisgray. That's betterhelp.com/godisgray. Thank you again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this podcast episode. On the converse of deconstructing toxic religious thought and belief, I reconstructed and explored a lot of concepts and ideas and spiritual practices that I had formerly been told were demonic and scary. But again, remember, if you're leading your reconstruction and deconstruction with love and not fear, it actually becomes quite easy to recognize where the lies are and which way you actually are meant to go. For example, psychedelic mushrooms, of all things, taught me the fearlessness of God. Dancing at a sex club in Berlin helped me recognize it was my time to finally heal my sexuality. And a Buddhist monk taught me how to process grief. And trust me, I am already prepared to hear all the naysayers say, "You are not a Christian, Brenda. God is gray, is a false prophet," all the things I've already heard before. It might get worse because I'm really going to share with you and deep dive into what it actually looked like to deconstruct and reconstruct and explore what it means to have the faith that I do today. And again, if you are living in love fearlessly and intuitively, there is no need to be afraid. The last thing I'd like to share with you is that I see deconstruction as a grieving process. For anyone who's not aware, there are 9 phases of grief that we experience in waves of emotion that are neither linear nor predictable. And just when you think you're done, a strong emotion may knock you out all over again. Healing is messy. But once you've processed religious trauma, from the screaming at the pastors to the weeping in pain to trying to convince yourself it wasn't that bad, etc., etc., once you've gone through 8 phases, you eventually find the point of acceptance. And when you reach the point of acceptance, you will find yourself standing there having the most glorious, exciting, invigorating question on the tip of your lips: what's next? And that's it. Please like, subscribe, share with your friends, donate to my Patreon or Venmo if you can. I love you all so much. God bless.